Indeed, thanks. We are kicking off another Good Stuff. We're so happy that you're here joining us. Got some good things coming up. Mike, what have you got to kick it off with?
Well, I was just going to say thanks to our great radio stations out there like Scottsbluff, Nebraska's KNEB, 960 AM, 100.3 FM, your trusted voice in the Nebraska Panhandle. So thanks for joining us out there. And I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Yeah, I know it's November, but you're starting to think about next year's vacation. And now's the time to start booking that river trip or whatever it might be that you can take advantage of, maybe a golf outing here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com, find 50 things to do, and plan your falls trip, like waterfalls trip, those kind of things. So visitvalentine.com.
And we appreciate them so much, and we think you will too. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you get a copy coming to you every week. Go to tsln.com.
What are you going to share for the good stuff today?
Well, lately it seems like with a lot of friends, a lot of people I've been crossing paths with, we've been talking about time, so I've got something to share about time.
Time. Oh, yes. we just went back to our regular standard time.
That's right.
Hopefully we did anyway. Otherwise, yeah. I've been off an hour all this week. So
yeah. And you might be too. If you're finding that you're not arriving at the right time, you might be checking your clocks.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and share?
Okay. So the sun stood still and the moon stayed in place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. That's from Joshua. Joshua and the Israelite armies were in battle against five combined Amorite armies to conquer the land allotted to them after crossing the Jordan. Joshua and his men were tired. The warring for the land had been intense. As a leader, Joshua decided to travel all night for a surprise attack. And then Joshua asked God to hold the sun and moon still so they could fight. It never occurred to me to ask God to help me by adjusting my time so that I could walk in obedience to Him as well as take care of all my other responsibilities. Eventually, I obeyed, but not wholeheartedly. My problem wasn't that I did not want to know God better through prayer and His Word. My problem was that I believed I could manage the time in my day better than He could. I believed the lie that told me I was in control, arranged my day, and accomplished much. The lie told me I did not need God for the little details of my day-to-day living. The lie told me I did not need to tithe the first fruits of my day to God. The lie lied. Over the last decade, I've learned, like Joshua, to call on God and ask Him to let the sun and moon stand still so that I can accomplish what He has ordained for me to do. It is my desire to be at peace with His timing and not to complete my checklist. Do I believe He has held time in His hands for me? Yes, I do. How can that be? He is God, the great I am, and the creator of time. I'm just a little, I am not, enjoying the story of God one day at a time. So make sure you check in with God when you're feeling you don't have enough time.
Well, in this time, we have Veterans Day. We always stop to celebrate our veterans, and we encourage you to celebrate your local veterans, but there's some famous veterans. I thought maybe you probably knew about some of these, maybe not others. Of course, Elvis Presley, drafted into the U.S. Army in 1958. The King of Rock and Roll served 2 years as a regular soldier. Clint Eastwood served in the Army during the Korean War. He was a lifeguard and swimming instructor before starting his acting career. Morgan Freeman, known for his powerful roles and narration, served in the Air Force in the late 50s before becoming an actor. Chuck Norris, a martial arts legend and action star, served in the Air Force during the Korean War. And James Earl Jones, the legendary voice of Darth Vader, and of course many others, Jones served in the Army during the Korean War after graduating from the University of Michigan's ROTC program. How about Johnny Cash? Bob Ross, the beloved host of The Joy of Painting, served as a first sergeant in the U.S. Air Force in Alaska before his painting career began. And Joe Louis, a heavyweight boxing champion, served in the U.S. Army during World War II, largely as a goodwill ambassador to boost morale. But we want you to say thanks to your local veterans. When they have a Veterans Day dinner or a program at your local club, be sure to stop and say thanks to those local veterans and recognize them for the service to our country.
Also, take time out to attend the Veterans Day programs that are surely coming up on Tuesday.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.